Okay, today's shiur is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Nun Aleph, and we are on the last full daf here of the fourth parak, in Yonim of Tefillah and the time of Tefillah, and today we're going to talk about which direction to daven in, and a little bit about Musaf. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barale Bas Yael Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yemen Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. So yesterday we had the four different shitas about Kir, davening to the Kir, and four different opinions what exactly that meant. And now we are up to the next Mishnah, which has to do with the Kavana and the direction which one davens in. Says the Mishnah, Hayarachav al-Chamar, if somebody's riding on a donkey, and it's hard to daven on a donkey, so Yerei l'chadchila, one is supposed to come off the donkey and stand up and daven. V'meni yachol le'reid yachziras panav, and if you can't go down off the donkey, so then just turn your face towards the as we'll see, towards what? Towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. V'meinu yachol achzir es panav, yechaven es libo keneged beis kachi akadashim. And if somebody cannot turn their face, so then just have kavana, close your eyes, and have kavana keneged beis kachi akadashim. And that applies really in any situation where one cannot stop or focus their body. Haya yoshe besfino o ba'astor, if somebody's sitting on a boat or sitting on a raft, the same thing. You can't, but by the boat, by the raft, you know, it's moving and there's no way to, get off and face. So therefore, one just is machavin as libo, right? Many poskim apply this to an airplane, right? An airplane, what do you daven? So you daven in your seat, like a Yoshe B'Sfina. And in that way, just have the kavana, lachavin as libo, keneged beis kache hakadoshim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Shulchan Aruch in terms of l'chadchila, one should try to get off, not just in terms of better kavana, and not just in terms of facing, but the Shulchan Aruch says it's even compared to avoda. It's compared to avoda. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadiches. Siman Tzadiches is generally, every siman of the Shulchan Aruch is a beautiful siman, but this is all about kavana, and the Shulchan Aruch says, there, we've done a couple of these se'ifim already in this Masechta. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Dalet, HaTfila hi b'makam ha'karban. Tfila is b'makam karban. Even if the old tfila is k'neged avos tiknum, it's still parallel to the karbanos. Lokach tzarech lizar she'teik dugmas ha'karban b'kavana. So therefore we have to try to be careful. To be like a karban, tfila should be like a karban in kavana. V'lo ya'arev b'machshav acheres. And we should try not to mix in any other thoughts into our davening, kemo machshava shaposelas bekachim. Just like machshava apostles by karbanos, so too apostles by tefila. And we should try to do everything we can to parallel our karban. But we had a couple weeks ago, I think we quoted twice already, the Shibali Haleket, that helped us out a little bit, that said, stumel lishma by karbanos. So too stumel lishma by davening, and even if we're daydreaming, you know, it'll help. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, ume umad dumya davoda. And standing, just like somebody does the avodah, has to be standing. So l'chadchila, we're supposed to be standing on our 2 feet and on the ground when we daven. Ukfias makom kama karbanos. And we'll talk later about yesterday's daf. Kfias makom, you have a specific spot for a karban, just like you have a specific spot for davening. That's another idea besides the kavana element. Shekol echad kavua mikomo l'shchitaso umatan damo. V'shalo yachutz davar beino levein akir. We saw yesterday. Right, not to there shouldn't be any separation. Dumya de carbon. Carbon also chatitza, an interposition causes a problem. Shachatitza pozelas beinola kli. Beautiful. So far, what do we have in this one sif? Tefillah is supposed to be like a carbon. In what way? Number one, don't mix in any problematic machshavas. Number two, kfias makom. Number three, amida kfias makom and kavana. Number four, chatitza. There shouldn't be a chatzitza between, you know, in avoda, between the kohen and the karban, and the kohen and the ground, and here between the person davening and the wall. V'roi next, sheyu lo balmushim na'im yuchadim u'tfila. Special clothing for tfila, kimo big de kahuna. Right, just like the big de kahuna, the kohen has. Ela she'ein adam kolim yachol avaz beiz alzeh. Not everybody can spend so much money on their clothing for davening. Okay, special pants. If your pants get all dirty, then you shouldn't daven in your work pants when one davens. Okay, but that's the sif, but that's another reason about getting off the donkey. or the boat, if possible, when one davens, dumya due to a carbon. Tani says the brisa. Hayirachav al chamor im yesh lo milechos chamoro yerid v'mispala lamata. If you have somebody to hold on to your donkey while you daven, then you get off the donkey. V'imlav mispala b'mkom one. If not, just daven on the donkey. Right? Maybe this is an added chiddush. You theoretically can get off the donkey, but your mind's going to be on the donkey if you have nobody to watch it and to guard it. So what good is that? You know, if it's just getting off and your mind's not going to be there. So better to stay on the donkey and in that way have better kavana. Rebbe Omer, venkach uvenkach mispala bimkomo. Shekach libo miyushav. Even if you have somebody to hold the donkey, it's still better. So better you can have more kavana if you're sitting on the donkey and therefore just stay there. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi alacha k'Rabbi. The alacha's like Rabbi, and that's what we should try to do. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Tani Taman. We learned over there, unclear exactly what this is quoting, but it's definitely a source relating to Bavel. Right, the Pnei Moshe says Brisa Zuchi Pasti Achareha V'lo Matzasi. Right, I looked for this Brisa. Right, he must have had lists of brises. We have Tosefta's and we have Mishnayos. He said, I don't know where this is quoting me. I looked at all other Ma'amari Chazal, and I couldn't find where this is quoting. Venira, but maybe it's relating to this Mishnah at the end of Sukkah, which talks about the directions to face. So, Amar V'acha Baracha, Tani Taman, L'kala Rucho, Zemachzirin. So, when we daven, one does not... So this brisa says, except you could turn, right, the girsa that we have in the Haredim takes out the word ein, right, and therefore, l'kol ruchos machzirin, right, you could face any direction. When you daven, you have to figure out exactly where you're supposed to face, as we'll see soon. Chutz miruach mizrachis, you can't face east. Can't face east. Why can't you face east? So the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe, the Marafolda, all quote, because the Psukim in Tanakh that talk about those who wanted to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know Shechina B'mayrav, the Shechina is on the west, the western side of the Beis HaMikdash. You have going from east to west, it gets more Kadosh and more Kadosh, and the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's in the west. So, says the Brisa that in the, well, the psukim that are quoted elsewhere in the Gemara, right, the quotes of Gemara Baal Basra, they used to face east, dafka, to reject and to turn their back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, see the Charedim, chutz miruach mizrach, shayin nizar mi lispal kenegdil, lefisha haminim mispalim lo'osa ruach. The minim, the heretics used to daven in that direction, dafka, to have their back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in the Mara Fulda, shelo yehi nireh kimishtacha ve'leshemesh. Doesn't appear like you're davening to the sun, because the sun rises in the east, and therefore focusing, let's say we're talking about focus davening in the morning, davening to the east will give the impression of davening towards the sun, and therefore one has to be careful about that. I'm sorry, Rambam Mada. Amar Rabbi Yosi Baravun Bitchila Achor. This is the pasuk. Achorim El Hechal Hashem Upenehem Kedma Vehem Mishtachim Kadma LaShemesh. That's the pasuk. That's the pasuk that alludes to the fact that we're not supposed to be davening towards east, because that gives the impression of davening away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know this is how Avodah Zarah started. The Rambam talks about it in the beginning of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. The Rambam very not often. Very infrequently talks about history in Mishnah Torah. Once in a while he does, and obviously because he feels that that impacts the halacha. Beginning of Hilchas Ishus, he talks about history. Beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he talks about history. And the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he talks about history. And he says, when Avodah Zarah started, people used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by recognizing the goblets of the sun. Right, and the sun is an amazing servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then it was forgotten about that it was just a servant. And that's why they just started focusing on the sun, which was known as obviously all-powerful. The sun, you know, beats down and does everything that that it could do. And if we divorce the master from the sun, that's how people started serving the sun. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ho'ovo kel barak kochavim elu v'agalgalim haniges ha'olam. Since Hashem created all of these, so it makes sense. Ru'uyim heim l'shapcha mulafara v'lachlolam kavod. So it's appropriate to give them kavod. V'zeo ratzon ha'kel barachu. It's ratzon Hashem for us to be mechabed those who he created. K'mosha ha'melech rotzeh l'chabed avadav. It's covet of the king to serve his servants, because that's giving him recognition. But kiva sha'ala davarzel libam hitzchilu livnos lekochavim. They started building temples to the stars and to the luminaries. Ulahakriv lam karbanos ulashabcham ulafaram bidvarim ulishtachavos lamulam kidei lahasig ratzon habore bedaitam hara. Again, it was all originally with intent. We thought, they thought this is what Hashem would want for us to serve His servants. V'zehu ikar avodah zarah. V'kach heim omrim ovdeah yodim ikara. Lo sheim omrim she'in shem Eloah. Ela kochav zeh. Not that they said the sun was a god. That's not how things started. Right? That's it. They thought this Hashem would want us to serve this, this power. But then, achar she'archu hayamim, amdu b'vnei adam nevi'ei sheker. And they started getting us away from that. V'yamru shakel tziva lahem. V'amr lahem abdu kochav ploni. Hashem told us to serve this, this kochav. O call hakochavim, v'hakrivulo, v'niskulo, b'makriv, and pour wine, u'banilo heichal, v'asu tzuraso, k'dei yishlachvos lo kala'am, anashim haktan, v'shama me'aretz, v'chulu, v'tchilu al derach zel, aso tzuras b'heichalos, all of them focusing on, again, the sun was the largest, u'pasha davarze, v'chala olam, la'avodas atzuros, b'avodas mishuros, zumizu, u'lahakriv lohem, yishlachvos, they just forgot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally, they just focused on the the sun until Avram Avinu, as the Rambam says there, until that that Eitan stood up and brought everyone back to their senses. Good. So that's why once if one doesn't have any direction to daven in and one doesn't know what to do, don't daven east, right? Because Shechina b'mayrif, as the Chazal say, Tani Suma umishen yochal lachayim nesaruchos. If somebody is blind, and he does not know which way to daven, or he just he's not familiar with the directions. Right, this was pre having a compass on the phone. Hare elu mispalalin klape malon. Just have kavana to Hashem. Shneamar v'hispalalu el Hashem. Ha'om dim u'mispalalim b'chutz la'aretz. If a Jew is in chutz la'aretz and davening, hofchan espanim klape Eretz Yisrael. They have to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if they are in America, they daven east. If they're in the Far East, they daven west. If they're in South Africa, they daven north. Depending on where you are, you know, you daven, all Jews are connected in the direction in which they daven. Umatam, what's the source? Is Padlu Elecha Derech Artsam, Asher Nasata Lavosam. All tefillahs have to go through Eretz Yisrael. Ha'on dim was Padlim Eretz Yisrael. If somebody's in Eretz Yisrael, Hovchanes Paneim Klape Yerushalayim, daven towards Yerushalayim. Umatam, what's the source? Vis Padlu Elecha Derech Ha'ir, Asher Bachar Taba, right? Derech the city. Ha'on dim was Padlim Yerushalayim, Hovchan Paneim Klape Harabayis. Right, towards Harabai, Shanemar, Avabayas, Asher Banisi, Lishmecha. Ha'onim is Palam Harabayas. If somebody is in Harabayas, Hofkin Panem, Klape, Beis Kachi HaKadashim, and then you face the Kodesh Kadashim. Everybody faces towards the spot that is the holiest. Umatam, Beis Palo, El Hamakom Hazeh, this spot. The Atatishmal Machon Shiftecha, El Hashemayim, Vishamata, Visalachta. Right, that spot. Nimsu, and therefore it comes out beautiful, says the Gemara, Ha'omdim, Betzafon, Pneim Ladarom. If you're in the north, you're facing south, Ha'omdim Ladarom, Ha'omdim Latzafon, Ha'omdim Bemizrach, Pneim Lamayrav, Lamayr, Pneim Lamizrach. Everybody is focused on the same point. Nimsu, call Yisrael, Mispalim, Elamakom, Echad. All Yisrael are focusing on the spot of the Kodesh Kadashim, and that goes straight up. Hado dechziv, kibesi beisfila yikare l'chal ha'amim. It's the place of tefila for all nations. For all nations, that is the space of tefila. Again, the closer you are, the more local of a call it is. Right? If we're closer to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Harabayas and Kodesh Kadashim, but that's the most local call is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? He has the most local. But this is all tefilas go through. And to Shemayim through Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Hu haheichal lefanai, that is the pasuk, and we darshin lefanim. We darshin as if the word lefanai in front of me is like panim, faces. Heichal, lefanim, heichal, shekol hapanim, ponim lo. All people face the heichal when they daven. Stop there for a minute. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz. We're going to get back to this topic with Hashem soon, but let's just do this Radvaz because he has a discussion. The following. Odia chadaiti. Let me, what's your das? B'misha ansu likanis l'beis ha-migdash l'aso seizem malacha. Somebody who was doing malacha in the beis ha-migdash, he was an artist and a workman. V'higiyaz mantfila v'nimsa omeid bein kosel ma'aravi u bein kodesh ha-kadashim. He's between the Kotel and the Kodesh Kodashim, right? Which is the Kotel we know as the piece, the southernmost piece of the western wall, which is of Har HaBayis. And that's why if you're looking towards the Kotel, as we know, so we have to look, to our left in order to look towards the Kodesh Kodashim, according to most scholars, right? That's where the Kodesh Kodashim was. So if you're in between, so which way do you daven? Kivich Amru Chazal, since Chazal say, Lo Zaza Shechina Mikosel Ma'aravi, Umakam Beis Kodesh HaKadashim, Ein Sham Shechina, Le'ezet Tzad Yavach Panav. So we know that the Shechina never left the Kotel. So if you're in between, somehow, the Kotel and Har HaBayis, where do you face? Where do you face? That was the question of the Radvaz. So let's hold off on the answer for a minute. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedun Bibinyanu. This is what everybody should do, and we should face all of these directions when we have a Beis HaMikdash, when it's built. B'Churbanu Minayin. How do we know when there it is Churban, when it's desolate? How do we know the same halachas apply? Amrebi Abun Banui L'Talpios. We darshin Tel. It is the mound. Shakalapios Mispaolin Alav Bibracha. Right, it's the mound that all mouths face, the Pnei Moshe adds in, Sheyach Zerlanu, with davening that it comes back. So if it comes back, so obviously even when it's not there, we are still davening towards that. Bibracha, davening that it should be rebuilt. Again, continuing that Pnei Moshe, Tel Shekol Pios Mispalin, Alav Sheyach Zerlanu, Ubechal HaBracha. Ubechal habracha. Bibracha here means benching. Bibracha, bekriyashma, ubitfila. By all of these, we daven for the rebuilding. In Berchas Amazon, in Berchas Kriyashma, and bitfila. Where do we have davening for in each one of these? Interesting. Stam bracha is Berchas Amazon. Right? It just says bracha means Berchas Amazon. Why? Right? I saw the mashbiach and the achronim in the back say because that's the only bracha in Torah. That's why if you say stam bracha, it means benching. As we know, one of the items that if you don't mention during benching, we're not yotze. Bitfila Elokei David uboni Yerushalayim. Right, remember this is l'shita some of the Yerushalmi. They didn't have a separate bracha for esamach David. It was all part of binyan Yerushalayim, and this was what they used to say. Ubikriyashma hapori suka shalom aleinu v'yakolamo Yisrael v'yal Yerushalayim. Even though we only say that on Shabbos, that's based on different sources. It sounds like from here, that's what you say always. We say shomer mo Yisrael la'ad. But the Mefarshim explained, you have to put this together with other sources as well. So you see from here that even b'churbana, we're davening towards these directions. A little bit more. Kasav echad omer eleich va'ashuva el mukomi. One pasuk says that Hashem says, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I had enough of the Jewish people, so I'm leaving, the pasuk says in Hosea. Because of echad omer v'hayu einai v'libi sham kol hayamim. My eyes and hearts are, my heart is always there, kaviyachol. So did Hashem leave or did he not leave? Ha, ketzad, panav lamala v'einav v'libo lamata. His kaviyachol, his face is above and his eyes and his heart are below. What does that mean? There's some less intensive shechina bizman hazeh without a mikdash, but there still is shechina and there's hashgacha. Hashem's eyes, eina v'libo lamata, his eyes are below. That means some type of less intense shechina, right? The Mahara Fulda says, what does it mean? Panav lamata, hashchina lamala v'hashgachaso lamata. Right, hashgacha is lamala. And the Mahara Fulda quotes that in the Bavli, we darshan this phrase on a person. A person should have his face down and his eyes up. But here is darshan on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has his face up and his eyes down. The issue of hashras hashchina is a fascinating one. If you look in the Binyan Tzion, Rav Akiva Ettlinger in Simen Gimel, he discusses this. What does it mean that the Shechina never left the Kotel, and wherever 10 Jews are, there's Shechina, and even if there's only one Jew learning Torah by himself, there's Shechina? How could there be Shechina in all of these places? So says the Binyan Tzion, we'll go in order in history. So let's go back to that Radvaz. The Radvaz, and then the Binyan Tzion. The Radvaz says, so what are you supposed to do if you're in between the Kotel and Kodesh Kodashim? Because Chazal say that the Shechina, the Medrash says that the Shechina never left the Kotel HaMaravi. Says the Radvaz, Drosh v'kabal schar yesh b'tshuva zu, mikol makom daiti hu, sheyafach panav l'kodesh hakadoshim, kechol shar mispalim. You face the Kodesh Kodashim like all other people davening in the world. And even though the Chazal say that, which is again one of the most amazing statements of faith, 2,000 years ago in the Medrash already predicted that there will always be a Kotel. How did they know? If you would have asked the average Roman 2,000 years ago, right after the Churban, is there still going to be a Kotel in 2,000 years? If you would have asked any of the conquerors of Jerusalem thousands of years, we'll get rid of the Kotel also. It's the last remaining wall. Then Bali Medrash, the Tanaim said, it'll always be there. So says the Radvaz, even though it says that, so the Shechina's literally on the top. The Makam HaMikdash is Biktushaso. The Su Taharim Rinanami Shechina B'chal Makam. And the Shechina is everywhere. The Su, and he says, Lo ucha litzayer shetia shchida mitzuya bezman hazeh bekotel maravi bein tumas ha'akum. He says, all the other nations they didn't have a kotel plaza in the days of the Radvaz, in the days of the Beis Yosef, surrounded by other nations. Right? Uma she'amru chazal lo zaz ha'shchina mekotel maravi, dome lo ma she'amar shchina b'marav, rotzalomar b'maravo shel olam, v'tzan marav nikra kotel maravi. See, he doesn't even take it literally. As it says, it wasn't destroyed. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim and his Mechuvan, that's a reference to the Kotel Maravi. And therefore, he says, you always daven towards the Kodesh Kadashim, even if your back is going to be towards the Kotel. If you look in the Binyan Sion, he says there are different levels and intensities of Kedusha, of Shechina. Of Shechina. And he says, what are we davening for? We want the Shechina to come back. The Shechina's here. The Shechina never left. There's always Kedusha. So he says, he gives a mashal. He says, we say, let's say you have, your room is closed, all those shades are closed. Then you open the shades. You say, oh, the sun just came into the room. Did the sun come into the room? The sun's millions of miles away. What do you mean the sun just came into the room? No, the light of the sun came into the room. We call it the sun coming into the room, but really it's the sun didn't move. The sun is all the way out there. We call it the effects, the light of the sun. But how did the light of the sun come in? When we allowed it to come in, when we moved the shades. The more we move the shades in our lives, the more we allow the sun, the light of the sun, to come in. The Shechina is out there, like the Gemara here says. Hashem's face is up above, but his eyes and heart are down here. The more we allow, and when a person learns Torah, then that allows some Shechina light to come in. And when 10 people are learning Torah, that's pulling the shade off even more. And in the Makam HaMikdash, the shade is totally off. But the source is not here, because the source left, Bizman HaChorban. And we're waiting for that source to come back. And even if we say, Shechina here, Shechina there, right, that's just like the sun came in, the sun didn't come in. That's the Binyan Sion. If you want to look it up, Simon Gimel, the first couple of tshuvas in the Binyan Sion are written to his good friend, Rav Sears Kalischer, one of the Chovevei Tzion in the 1800s, who tried to, was one of the starters of the Yishuv, and he talks all about Kedushas HaRabayis Bezman HaZeh V'chulu. Those are the first couple of tshuvas in the Binyan Tzion. If you look now, finally, in the Tshuvas Sha'arei Tzion, that's the Tshuvas of Rav Rabinovitz, the Rav of the Kotel, and Makom HaSekadoshim. So in his Akdama, he talks about this Binyan Tzion, and he discusses that there are different levels of intensity of Shechina. We say Shechina here, Shechina there, but obviously there are different levels of intensity. And therefore, we have to recognize that whenever Chazal used the term Shechina, it means it in different ways. And there are 10 different levels he talks about. He quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim quotes 10 people learning Torah, Shechina b'neihem. 2 people learning Torah, 1 person learning Torah. And the Kotel. And he quotes others. We're not going to go through it now, but he quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh in Bereishis, Mem Vav Dalet. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara. And if one can't get off the donkey, so just have kavana. Which Kodesh HaKadoshim should you have kavana for? Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Amar Kenegan ben Kajek Alashim, Shalamatan. The Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, the Beis HaMikdash down here. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Velo Pligin, no, it's no machlokas. Beis Kajek Alashim, Shalamatan, Machuban, Kenegan ben Kajek Alashim, Lamalan. Right? They're parallel to each other. Machon, how do you know that? Machon l'shiftecha. It's as if it says, Mechuvan keneged shiftecha. It is Mechuvan keneged Hashem's dwelling. All the achronim in the back, I saw the Yefei Mara and the Agadus Aliyo trying to say, okay, so then what's the machlokas? Two questions. Number one, what do you mean have kavana keneged bis and make the shalmala? We have no idea what that looks like. What does it mean? You can think about a building, but to think about something totally spiritual, what does that mean? And you want to say, and lamaskana, what does the Gemara say? There's no machlokas. So what are we supposed to think about? So they all talk about, oh, it's about, no, you focus on this, you focus on the physical, and that'll lead you to focus on the spiritual, but it's hard to know exactly then what the machlokas is. The Gemara says, velo pligin, but the Mefarshim tried to figure it out. Good. Har Hamoria. So this Gemara also appears in the Bavli and Tainus. Har Hamoria. That's a word that only appears in Divrei Hayamim. What is Moria? The Moria appears in Torah too. Reb Chiya Ruba Verbiyan. Achad Amar Shemisham Hora Yotza Lo'olam. Moria from the word Hora'a, Psak. Answers to halachic questions that goes out to the world from there, right? As Yeshayo says, "Ki mitzion teitzei Torah." The Charana Amar Shemisham Yira Yotze LaOlam. Yira Shemayim goes out from there, right? And that's how we know even the word Yerushalayim is from the word Yira. Yira and Shalem, a combination of Yerushalayim. That's why Tosfos and Tainus discusses why Yerushalayim is spelled without a vav, often because it's a combination of the yire, without a yud later on in the word, because it's a combination of yire and shalem. Aron, the word Aron, this does not appear in that Gemara in Tainus. Reb Chiya Ruba Verbiana, Chad Amar, Shemisham Ora Yotza La'olam. Or Aron is from the word Ora, light. The light goes out to the world. V'charana Amar Shemisham Arira Yotza La'olam. No, Arur, from the word curse, because if you don't follow, you know, God's word, so then it's Arur, right? Each drasha, one is a positive and one is not so positive. Devir is one of the words for the Beis HaMikdash, one of the words for the Kodesh Kodashim. Rebchi Rebbe Yana, Echad Amar Shemisham Dever Yotze La'olam. Dever will come out to the world, right? Pnei Moshe says La'akam, to those that don't follow the word of God. V'charana Amar Shemisham Dibros Yotze La'olam. The Dibros, right? The Luchos, with the Dibros on them, are in the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Period. If you're on a raft or a boat, just focus your kavana. He asta, he askarya, he rafsodos. It's all the same idea of raft. And neviim lecha rafsodos el yam yafo, discussing how to get the lumber down to the Beis HaMikdash from up north. Good. Halachavav, last Mishnah here in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ein tefilas musafin ela b'cheva'ir. The Bavli has a discussion what this means. We'll go with the Maskana. What does it mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tfilas Mosif is only Tfilah B'tzibur. A Yachid doesn't say it. Only a Tfilah B'tzibur says it. V'chachavim omrim, b'chevir, v'shalah b'chevir ir. No, even not b'chevir ir, right? One says it even b'yachid. Rabbi Yehuda omrim mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says a different shita in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kol makam sheisham chevir ir. If there's a Tzibur in your city saying it, Yachid patur mitfilas hamusaf. And then you could be Yotzei. You could be Yotzei. But if not, then you have to say it yourself. Fine. The Haredim explains that according to this pshat, the Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Machmir. The Tanakama, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if there are in the city 10 people davening, a Yachid is Pater. Right? And also, a Yachid is always Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only Patered if there are 10 people saying it for you. They're Motzi you. But if you're by yourself, not. Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Chana, Amar Alach, Rabbi Yehuda, Bisham, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Alach is like the second. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Elazar ben Azariah. Milsei de Shmuel Amar Ken, and Shmuel supports this. De Shmuel Amar, right? That shita of you have to say it yourself if the Tzibur is not saying it for you. Shmuel said it. Anam in Yomi lo tzalas de Musafa. Rabbi Shmuel says, I never daven Musaf. Elachadzman, one time, to misbraid the Reish Galusa, that the son of the Reish Galusa died, that the Tzibur didn't daven, so I had to daven myself. That shows the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he never davened because the Tzibur was always motzi him, but when the Tzibur wasn't motzi him, then he davened himself. The Minchas Elazar and the other, some other Achronim wonder, when were you davening Musaf that there was a hesped that everybody was involved in? people weren't involved. It can't be Shabbos, Yantif, or Shchodesh. So he tries to figure out exactly. It must. He ends up saying maybe he was a goses the whole day, and therefore everybody was worried about. Okay, they were about to go out to the Levaya, and then towards the end of the day he died, and then they couldn't. But it wasn't that it was a spedim; they were just involved because there's no spedim on Rosh Chodesh and Yantif and Chulu. Okay, the next couple of lines is the Mefarshim wonder exactly what it means. And the most commentaries say that the smoothest is with the Rosh Sir Leo, will go with his pshat, which means they're arguing. This is argued in terms of who the halacha is like. Milhon to Rabbanan Pligin. The Rabbanan argue, meaning the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda the neighbor of Elazar ben Azariah. Tamar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Shimon Chasida b'roim u'bekaitzim hamasnisa. Our Mishnah, the Petur, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanakama, the first. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanakama. The Ptur in the Mishnah is only by people who are outside the city. People who are shepherds and people who are processors of figs. Lo amar ela baromu bekaitzim. The Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that says, Mosef is only by a tzibur, that's only said by people who can't say it. Romu bekaitzim. Hashar kol adam chayavim. But all other people, even if you're in a city of a rabbim, you're chayav. And therefore, in this case, the Tanakama is the one that is being machmir. And it's mashma that he holds like the Tanakama because he's explaining, right? He says, Shar kala'am. So according to this, how do you read these few lines? We're arguing what we just said. The Gemara brought a raya from Shmuel that the halacha is like Reb Yehud in the name of Reb Lazman Azariah, and we're saying no. The halacha is like the Tanakama is Reb Lazman Azariah, that you have a chiyuv to daven. The only time that you have a patur of davening is if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you don't have a sitter. And you don't, you're roam and kaitzim, so then you could be yotze with the tzibur. But otherwise, you have to daven yourself. Milsed Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kain. And the statement of Rabbi Yochanan also proves this. Tama Rabbi Yochanan, ani ra'isi es Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan says, I saw Rabbi Yanai, omidim es pala b'shuk shal tziporin. I saw him daven in the marketplace of tzipori, umahalik tal ramus, umis palel shel musuf. And he daven musuf. He's davening Musaf, even though he's in Tzipori. So what is he davening Musaf? It must be that he davening Musaf, even if the Tzibor is davening. Ve'ein chever ir b'tziporin. Is there no Tzibor in Tzipori? Obviously there's a Tzibor in Tzipori, and he's still davening. So therefore you see from there that one davens Musaf even if the Tzibor is davening. And the Gemara just ends off, at p'shmamina t'las. You learn three things from this story of Rabbi Yochanan and the name of about Rabbi Yanai, Achma Shel Tziporin Bitziporin, and the girsa that we have is Kitziporin. The shuk of Tziporin is like that has the halacha of Tzipori, right? The shuk has the halacha of being like the city itself. The Rosh Sir Leo and the other Mefarshim say it's like the Ibura Shalir, number one. And Achma Mina Chalukan Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Yishar Blazim and Azariah. We don't pass in like that third opinion in the Mishnah. We pass in like you have to say it even B'Yachid. Achma Mina. And number three, Shadim Ispalel. Umhalak Dalad Amos, Umispalel Shal Musaf. Right? What happened? He davened, and then he walked Dalad Amos, and then he davened Musaf again. He took a little break in between his two Shmona Esrays. So you see from there, that's what you do. If you have to daven two in a row, you walk Dalad Amos, and then you daven the second one. And the Gemara just ends off. Amar Rabbi Abba, Lo Sof Davra, Shahalak Harba Amos, Ela Filu Sheha Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amos. You don't have to actually walk the four Amos, but as long as you wait a few seconds, as long, whatever it would take to walk Dalad Amos, that is enough. Period. We'll talk about that halacha of Hashem tomorrow, about waiting in between the Shmona Esrei of Hashem, and get into the last section of this fourth parak. Okay, we'll stop here.